Alrighty, good morning, 9:10 here on the Mighty 690, and joining us in the studio, we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing, Candy?
Ah, good morning, doing great.
Good, you just got back from business over breakfast, so yes. You know, all sorts of stuff for us today.
I do have a full slate, so buckle in, everybody.
Yeah, good deal.
It was great. Well, we started off our breakfast this morning with our sponsor, which is Hershey's Ice Cream, and Ricky Baker is there kind of sharing some updates, but they just continue to grow. I'm just so excited about that place. So started off as an ice cream shop, and now they do baked goods. They have yogurt bowls,
have you
coffee.
Tried their croissants yet?
No.
Oh, they're insane.
So
they're absolutely nuts.
She is a trained pastry chef. So yes,
best amazing. I've ever had. I'm not even making that up. It's
that's
ridiculous.
Wonderful. Oh yeah. So they're doing great. But of course, they started really because they just wanted a place to gather. They're just like, we just want a place for everybody just to be able to hang out, have some coffee or ice cream, and just relax. And so, continuing to grow and doing good. So I was excited. We also had Brian Lawrence, who's the CEO of CRMC, and he gave us some updates, just kind of in general about the world of healthcare. And bless his heart, I told him he needs to go get some ice cream because healthcare is not an easy field right now. But shout out to everybody at the hospital working hard. So right now, coming off of COVID, all of the healthcare industry is dealing with, of course, shortages. No one wants to go into the medical field now. It's kind of hard to find staffing. Supply costs are way high. And then after COVID, a whole bunch of regulatory changes start happening. So they're just kind of being hit all over, but trying to keep that hospital going and alive and thriving so we have that in our county is such a blessing. So, and then we had some very exciting news today. We have a new alumni association. It's called the Coffeyville Alumni Association. Have they been on yet?
Not yet. We need to have them on.
Yeah, have them on because they just got it formed, and it's for... It's interesting because it's not just alumni graduates from high school. It is whether you went to grade school, middle school, high school, whether you graduated or not. You could be an employee. You could be just anything related to the school district in general. So their goal is to bring the past, present, and future all together and have those connections and not really a foundation. So they're not doing fundraising. A lot of times we think of alumni places as they're just going to call me and ask me for my money. But their goal is not. It's just really just we want to get people connected and make sure that we have access to our alumni that leave and have them come back and speak at a class or
maybe have reunions and that sort of thing, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So coordinating all that. So that was exciting. Other things going on. NATO Fest, speaking of the school district, they are having a thing on February 25th. It's called NATO Fest. It'll be in the morning. I think it's 9:30 to noon. But it's really kind of, it's for the whole community, but especially parents and families. They're going to have information booths, presenters, speakers, all kinds of stuff, and then prizes. They got some big prizes. So if you go and hit up so many booths, you get entered into the prizes. So it'll be a good, fun night, and they're trying to invite the whole community out for that. That same night, though, is the Chamber Ambassador Trivia Night. So as I mentioned before, it was very successful last month. And this month, we can take 14 teams. We're already up to 9. So they're going quick. But that'll be February 25th at the Yoke. So if you want to get a team gathered together for that, then make sure you get that organized and get with us at the chamber and we get you signed up. Now, this is kind of far out on dates, but go ahead and put it on your calendar. So Lynette Thompson came on behalf of the Coffeyville Adult Prom. So it's a newly formed group that started last year, and now that's going to be an annual thing where we have an adult prom here in Coffeyville. So that'll be, I think, I was going to look it up. It's June 25th or 24th, whatever that Saturday is. So
sure.
Anyway, yeah. So it's that Saturday. A few other things. So Sonia Larimore from Rotary came and announced that they're going to have a seafood boil on April 1st. I've been to it. Have you ever been to a seafood boil?
No, I haven't.
Mm-mm. I love them because you literally just dump a big platter of food in the middle of the table and everybody
just takes what they want.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Hey.
So it's just kind of a crawfish shrimp. And I think they have a couple other things. So it's yummy. So that'll be April 1st. Tickets will be going on sale later this month. And then Sonia also gave a shout out to Grand Villas. They had 2 zero deficiency surveys in the last couple weeks, which is a high mark in healthcare. So I'm glad that we have really good facilities here in Coffeyville. So, another thing going on February 25th. That is the day, in town. This one's actually out of town, but it's benefiting Coffeyville. So the Tulsa Oilers do a charity night every so often, and Midland Theater is one of the charities that's going to be receiving some money. So if you want to go to a Tulsa Oiler game, get on the website, and there's a place where you can go and get your tickets through the charity, and that way the money goes back to the Midland Theater.
Yeah, we got that link up on the website there. You scroll back a little bit, but yeah, it's up there because it's on a specific Facebook page where it is. So we found it and we linked up to it.
Oh, good, good. So yeah, so much going on that day. Joe Brooks from Salvation Army announced the totals for the bell ringing campaign back in December. They raised over $20,000 for the community. So I think that's great that everybody stepped up and gave back. So shout out for everything on that.
Yeah, and I need to, Joni, you need to come by sometime and pick up your bell because it's still here.
We got one here. Yeah, yeah.
So next time you're by.
Yeah, I'll tell him. I'll let him know. Yeah. So. Shout out to all the city employees. They recently had their service awards, 10, 20, 30 years even, which, you know, that's a great testament to our city that we've got staff that stick with them for years and years and really give back to the community. So I love that. I want to welcome our newest members to the chamber, Cedar Bluff Camp and Born to Blossom are two of our newest members. And I have three more that just recently applied that I'll be announcing soon. So good time to get involved in the chamber. If you know anyone moving to Kansas, we have a program called ROZ. It stands for Rural Opportunity Zone. And it basically the state and our county and our city will give money back as an incentive to move here. I actually was a recipient of it when I moved here. So they can either pay off your student loans or a portion of your student loans, or basically you don't pay any Kansas tax at the end of the year. So it's kind of nice. It's a little fun incentive. And so if you know anybody even thinking about it, have them give me a call. I can give them the scoop on it. But a great program to get back into Kansas.
Great.
The library announced that they subscribed to Ancestry.com and Newspapers.com. And basically, patrons are welcome to use their accounts at the library in the genealogy department.
Well, that's awesome.
So, yeah, if you need help with your family research, I mean, you literally just stop in. I know Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. is when they have volunteers dedicated just to helping with genealogy and family history. And so that's always fun. We get calls all the time at the chamber. I was there in the 40s and I'm trying to find a family member. And, you know, so I always say, go to the library. They are awesome and they can do that research. So pretty cool. Coffeyville Coffee Company announced that they now have K-Cups. They've been working on that quite some time, although I will say nothing beats just a regular plain cup of coffee. The Keurig cups are not quite the same, but when you want convenience.
I know. Well, they're very popular. I've never gotten into them, but, you know, there are a lot of people that are. And, of course, you know, that being the official coffee of KGGF.
That's right.
Now, even got a new coffee maker. So
Well, now they've got K-Cups if you want those. And then also, don't forget to purchase your bag of Wayward Son. This month, they're doing a special where if you purchase that bag, all the money goes back to the Midland. And they were even featured on a radio station in Detroit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
So our coffee is getting all the way across the nation.
Yeah. And of course, yeah, they just kicked it off like today with the Wayward Son coffee. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's just so great. You know,
I know. Worked out perfect.
$8 being able to go to the Midland.
I know.
Per bag.
I know.
It's wonderful.
And I just love seeing our name out there in the world. You know, we love the Coffeyville Coffee, but just getting our name out to the whole nation, it's just awesome.
It's amazing. That's wonderful.
The Casa del Sol complex has some openings. So if you're looking for a studio, a two-bedroom or three-bedroom apartment, then make sure that you give them a call. They do have some openings right now, and they usually go pretty fast. So don't wait on that one, I would say. Also, if you have a rental, make sure that you contact the chamber and get on our rental list, because we've got a master list that we keep of all the landlords and rentals in town. And this time of year, especially, we like to keep that list update because the CVR turnaround is getting ready to gear up.
End of them this month, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we already are starting to see people call and looking for places to stay. And so we want to make sure that we have your information on our database so that we can share that with all those contractors coming to town. And finally, just a few more events that I thought I would share. Today is the Taste of Soup Day.
Tomorrow.
No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Next Wednesday.
False alarm.
Oh, wait, yeah. No, wait, stop. Wait.
I kept thinking it was Wednesday, too, for whatever reason.
I don't know why I did either. Too.
But yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yep. Okay. Tomorrow is the Taste of Soup. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I just continued with this cold weather. We need that nice soup.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be a good time.
February 10th is Ladies Night Out at the Pink Flamingo. And then the 14th, the Coffeeville Community College is having Singing Valentines. So if you want to surprise your sweet Valentine with a singing duo or trio or however many comes out, there's forms online. And we also have some at the chamber that you can fill out and purchase a Singing Valentine. March 1st is the Paint Night at the Yoke. And then March 4th is the annual Pancake Feed by the Kiwanis. So a few different things coming up in the next few weeks. And then, of course, once it starts getting warmer, we'll see all kinds of events. But I love the four seasons, but I'm definitely ready for not so cold weather.
I know. Yeah. At least we missed out on all that ice, sleet, and snow and everything.
It came for like a second yesterday, and then it was gone.
Pretty
and
much.
The sun was out. So we lucked out on that. Yeah, I don't want ice.
It's still closed in Tulsa today, you know, and further south.
Are they? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Even Miami is closed. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, nope. Everybody still have to go to work and school here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, even Ooliga was closed.
Oh,
not too far away.
That's
so,
not. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's all I have. But again, I went through a lot fast. Call me at the chamber. We can give you the scoop on anything going on here in Coffeeville. And happy to share that. So.
Okay. Well, good deal, Candy. That's a really good update here, and I appreciate you coming on and filling us in on all the goings-on.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And we'll be right back here with more. We'll have Open Line continuing in mere moments on the Mighty 690.